Mismanagement, short-sightedness, and nepotism are some of the problems one former Elections NL employee encountered while working on the latest provincial election. The former employee, who asked not to be identified, has been speaking with VOCM's Linda Swain, who joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what can you tell us about the concerns raised by this employee?
Well, this particular individual reached out to me some time ago and wanted to talk about some of what they saw that they say provided opportunities for voter fraud. The problems, this person says, were top down, and they pointed to what they saw as a complete lack of direction and guidance, pointing the finger squarely at Elections NL Chair Bruce Chalk, who appeared to be what they said was unprepared for a switch to a mail-in ballot scenario. This person tells me that while Elections NL appeared to be well prepared for a COVID election, everything changed when Alert Level 5 was declared that Friday night, if you recall, 8 o'clock at night, and the decision was made to move at that time to a mail-in ballot. I'm told that it appeared as though there was no contingency plan in place in the event of a COVID outbreak or a move to a lockdown scenario.
So questions have been raised about the mail-in ballot process. Did the employee address any of that?
Well, they certainly did. They indicated that while they don't believe that people intentionally took advantage of the system, they did tell me that the opportunities were there. When the decision was made to move to a mail-in ballot process, they say the verification process to ensure that people who were registering were, in fact, who they said they were, was compromised. This person tells me that normally if you register to vote, you have to supply something like an MCP card or a government issued ID to verify your age, your address, you know, some of those basic things. But because of the sheer volume of requests, all of a sudden, that verification process wasn't always possible. The phones were going off the hook, according to this particular person. I'm told that in some cases, voters even sent selfies, which you believe, to confirm their identity because they simply didn't know. They weren't being asked for that, but they're saying, oh, yeah, this is me. I can prove it to you. Here's a picture of me outside, I don't know, the town hall, let's say, for instance. So they tell me that when a person called in for multiple ballots in a household, for instance, there was no way to verify that all the people at that particular address were who they said they were. So people were calling in saying, look, I want to get a ballot for myself, my husband, my daughter who's of age, and my son who's also of age, I think, or something. You know, those kinds of those kinds of scenarios. This person tells me that while they believe most people were genuine, the door was certainly open for fraudulent activity, although they don't believe any of that intentionally occurred. So I'm told that the people who had registered and not received their ballot by a certain time would often call again. And we were getting those kinds of calls here in the VOCM newsroom.
Every day.
People saying, you know, I called, I registered, I haven't got my ballot yet. So what they were doing was they were calling Elections NL again, and another ballot was being sent out. So in some cases, the possibility was there that people received multiple ballots. So that's another, I suppose, red flag for this particular individual. I'm also told there simply wasn't enough manpower to at Elections NL to process the ballots. So they were working extended hours and it was quite stressful at times. And add to that the sudden shift during the election to a completely different in-house voting software program. So they switched software programs in the midst of all of this. And thankfully, that process went relatively smoothly, but it had the potential to become disastrous, I suppose.
Linda, should this election have gone ahead?
Well, not according to this particular worker. This former worker tells me that from what they saw, the move to a mail-in ballot was not well planned, nor was it well executed, and decisions were made hastily with no forethought. They told me that based on what they experienced, the election should have been delayed for that very reason. The election is governed, of course, by the Elections Act, but that provisions laid out in the legislation were being cherry-picked to adhere to specific situations. As you know, the Election Act determines that an election must be held within 35 days of the dropping of the writ. But in the end, how long was our election? It was 70 days, something like that. You know, it's an extended. So this person says, you know, why are you adhering strongly to one portion of the Elections Act and the other portions of the Elections Act are basically being thrown out?
Yeah, and a much longer election period than we are typically used to. Can we expect anything to come from this?
Well, as we already know, the NDP has raised some serious questions about this process, and an official recount is being sought in Signal Hill Kittyvitty. As we saw yesterday, John Abbott was appointed to cabinet, so the Liberal government seems to be fairly confident that he's going to be sticking around. But Alison Coffin is also raising the possibility of further court challenges, so I guess it remains to be seen.
VOCM's Linda Swain, thanks for this.
Thank you.